We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
Hey, this is Travis.
And this is Mike.
We are
the Beer Amigos!
And this is podcast number 2.
We're dropping the deuce!
This is podcast number deuce. Alright, so anyway, the Beer Amigos are going to be dropping this deuce on you for podcast number 2, and we're totally psyched. But first off, before we start dropping this deuce, we want to thank all 339 people who downloaded and or streamed podcast number 1.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Really great. We wanted to definitely express our gratitude. We know that episode 1 was just the introduction, and 339 people took the time to check it out, so we're incredibly gracious.
Yes, and I think this dropping this deuce is going to be significantly more more entertaining than podcast number 1.
We'd also like to thank the 89 likes that we have on Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely appreciated.
Let's get that up to 100, guys.
We can do it.
So spread the word. Yeah, so a lot's gone on since we recorded podcast number 1, Mike.
Yeah, I agree, Trev. Summer is underway in full effect. We've been drinking beers. We've been hanging out.
Drinking beers. What do they say on Clerks? Drinking beers. probably stuff we shouldn't say on the podcast.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of great events. The community has come together, the craft beer community, for a greater cause, such as?
On June 9th, at the Belport Country Club, was the 4th annual Belport Beer, Wine, and Food Tasting. It was a charity benefiting Camp Pocketuck, the Lighthouse Mission, and subsequently 3 scholarships at the Belport High School, hand-selected by the man, our friend, Dave Schulzer, at Belport Cold Beer and Soda.
Who recently celebrated a birthday.
Happy birthday to Dave. Dave, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And what's really great about that is it was only Long Island and other New York, such as, you know, Brooklyn, breweries that came together to serve their beers at this charity event. And he also had some, I wouldn't call them homebrewers, obviously, but people who have yet to acquire their license but have been brewing on a large scale and have been anxious to get their beers out to the public. They were there serving their beers as well. So it was totally a fine example of the Long Island craft beer community just coming together for a greater good, which is always something that's really incredible.
Absolutely. I know that Travis and I are looking forward to attending and participating at the 5th annual Belport Beer, Wine, and Food Tasting next year. Dave casually mentioned the planning of it the other day. So he actually mentioned it at the Long Island Beer Malt and Enthusiasts meeting that Travis and I attended.
And this was actually the first meeting we've attended. We've been, as we told everyone there, we've been trying to go literally for about like a year or so. It's every month we're always mentioning it, and, you know, it's whether it be work or extracurricular. Man, I speak extremely well until there's a microphone on me.
Nerves, it's the nerves.
Extra activities, you know.
Extracurricular, I got that phrase.
Activities,
right.
We were not able to attend, but on July 6th, we actually were able to attend, and the event was at a barbecue in Patchogue, which is a place that serves extremely fine barbecue food and extremely incredible craft beer.
We enjoyed that thoroughly.
Thoroughly.
I know that Travis and I both had the Southern Tier Euro Trash.
Yes.
Which
delicious
we
enjoyed. Pilsner. Delicious. Was perfect for a hot summer day.
And again, this was the first one that we've been to. So, I mean, they had a guest speaker named Patrick Doris, who was a home brewer from Portland, Oregon. Yeah. And I know that the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts really embrace the home brewer. There are a lot of them in in the organization are homebrewers. So it was really nice to sit in and finally be part of that meeting.
Yeah, and we got to sample a few of the beers as well. Well, specifically for Patrick Doris, the homebrewer, we had his breakfast stout, which was awesome. I could definitely see why people call them breakfast stouts, because you wake up, you have some eggs, a little bit of bacon,
and a hearty
glass of a breakfast stout. But we also, which was really cool, was Adam Crockett, who is a member of Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts. He brewed a beer with Pete from The Good Life, and it was a French toast beer. And it tasted like French toast.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean, the scent profile and aroma was like...
That's what it was, yeah.
Dead on.
Yeah, before you're even sipping it, you're like, this is going to taste like French toast.
Yeah, and I feel like it definitely, like, the taste definitely met my expectation of my scent. And I was like, wow, I was like, this is pretty great.
Yeah, so. First episode we talked about Paul from Blind Bat's bacon taste in beer. And today we're talking about French toast beer. So I feel like maybe if we put Vlad the Inhaler... and the French toast beer together, you could just have a hearty
breakfast.
We're
just going to have some breakfast.
Yeah, just have breakfast.
I don't know. No one go for egg beer. I'm really not into that. So.
Bacon fat beer.
But the French toast beer was really great, and it was cool to, I mean, it was really nice to experience it in that setting.
Because, yeah.
You know, you're presenting it to people that, obviously, like, Adam and Pete respect, and, you know, I guess they had made it previously for something else, and it went over.
I think they made it for the fourth annual Belport Beer, Wine, and Food Tasting charity event. I believe that's what they said. But as Mike stated, this was the first time we actually went to a Long Island Beer Malt Enthusiast meeting. But honestly, everybody welcomed us with open arms. We even gave our nice little friendly introductions and waved to each other. And we're definitely looking forward to going back. It was really great.
Yeah, thanks again, Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts, for the warm welcome.
Yeah.
For more information on Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts, please visit beermalt.org.
Beermalt.org.
On the World Wide Web.
Yes. Anyway, so Mike is a Long Island boy who took a big trip off this Long Island recently.
Yeah, I took a road trip to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival.
And what specifically is that, in case there's someone out there listening who doesn't specifically know what the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival is?
It's just this pretty intense music festival that transpires in Manchester, Tennessee, annually. This was actually the 10-year anniversary,
Ooh. So
it definitely has some stay.
Yeah, definitely.
Good showing on part of Bonnaroo. Nice. That was from June 9th to 12th. And, yeah, it was a pretty great experience. It was a road trip. I went with my friend Bill, and I went.
Mike did not invite me.
I did not invite Trev. I apologize.
It's all right. I had better stuff to do anyway.
So, obviously, like, music is kind of the main focus of it. There's a comedy tent, so on and so forth. But there's an entity of Bonnaroo that's called the Brewers Festival. B-R-O-O,
Ooh.
Comma, E-R-S,
nice.
Festival. And there was just kind of like a circus tent, similar to what we've seen at, you know, beer festivals we've been to. And there was a pretty wide array of brewing companies showcasing their beers. And I'm just going to kind of mention a few that were there.
Please do.
And what they were offering. First and foremost, the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company from Chico, California was there. And they actually brewed a beer specific for this event called the Bonnaroo Brew Farmhouse Ale.
Ah.
Actually, this was represented in a statement from the Sierra Nevada company that it was an American farmhouse ale. This beer is light, blonde, super dry, and easy drinking. It is made with a blend of Saison yeast and our house Chico strain.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good beer. It was really light. Tennessee heat's pretty intense.
Yeah.
So
get dehydrated pretty quickly.
Yeah,
there.
So I enjoyed it. I would say it was a good beer. I only had one pint of it.
All right.
But I feel there was a lot of competition up against it. So I do like the fact that they made a beer specific for the event. I think that's a really cool thing. It's a really great opportunity to kind of showcase what you
Definitely.
Do and stand out from the crowd, because they were really the only ones there that
right,
had
right.
a Bonnaroo brew, like yeah. made one-off just for this event.
And I think Sierra Nevada is actually the second largest craft brewery in the United States, so...
So, I mean, I feel like that's a great opportunity for maybe other brewing companies to take their lead and be like, hey,
yep.
you know, show up and, you know, you're really making a one-off experience for someone. I think
Definitely.
That's amazing. The last part of the Bonnaroo experience that I'll share with you is the incredibly unofficial Brooklyn Brewery and Bonnaroo Scavenger Hunt.
Ooh. Brought some New York down to Tennessee.
I did. They did. They brought the noise. Brooklyn came hard.
Yeah. No sleep till Brooklyn.
So, essentially, Brooklyn was there pouring their summer ale. So they had the scavenger hunt, which I, like, stumbled upon visiting, you know, booth to booth at the Brewers Festival. And essentially, it's just said, want to win some Brooklyn Brewery gear and impress all your friends back home, where we're from? Of course you do. Snap a photo of yourself doing any of the tasks below, show it to the Brooklyn rep at Brewers Village, and win stuff. Easy as pie.
So I'm thinking, Mike, did you win some stuff?
I did win something. I won the grand prize, Travis.
Grand prize. Do you guys hear that? Mike from the Beer Amigos went to Bonnaroo and won the grand Brooklyn Brewery prize.
Winner!
And Mike did not invite me.
and I didn't invite Trav. Maybe I brought him back some swag that I didn't give him yet.
Yeah, all right. Ooh, all right.
Maybe
okay.
I didn't. But, okay, yeah. But we'll find out. Maybe next episode.
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I did the at your campsite option, which was build an original Brooklyn Brewery sculpture at your campsite.
Wow.
Win a Frisbee hat, t-shirt, and a summer ale towel. It's the grand prize.
Nice.
Reiterating that right there.
Oh, and in case you guys don't know, Mike did not invite me. Well, I actually have a story. Mike, before, he mentioned the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company Bonnaroo Brew Farmhouse Ale. I actually had a beer which I think is safe to say is better than that farmhouse ale that Mike had. I went to the Good Life on June 29th to have a pint of Great South Bay Brewery's Conscious Sedation, which is their take on the Belgian-style farmhouse ale. And if someone out there actually doesn't know specifically what saisons are, they're ales that were traditionally brewed in the winter so that they could be consumed throughout the summer months. And they usually have these earthy, yeasty tones. They have a ton of spice and often this little touch of sweetness. And according to me, they're definitely quite refreshing with tons of, you know, aroma and flavor.
Trav, hold on a second.
What?
I can guarantee that the Conscious Sedation was better than the Bonnaroo
Farmhouse Ale. All right, good. You have not had it, though, correct?
Oh, I definitely had a little bit of it. I only caught a little. It was a small batch.
It's so good. So I was at the Good Life, as I said, on June 29th. And it was so good. First off, by far, it was the driest saison I've ever had. And for that reason, and in addition to it having, you know, the traditional spices and the peppery notes and it being, you know, 80 degrees out that day, you know, I absolutely loved it. And at, I think it was about 7.25% alcohol, somewhere around 7% alcohol. You know, it was super easy to drink and really super easy to enjoy. But what's funny about that night is my wife, Melissa, actually ordered Captain Lawrence's Saison at the same time as I ordered GSB's Conscious Sedation. And I took one sip of my GSB and I said, oh, this is so, so good. And Melissa took a sip of her Captain Lawrence and she said, this is good. And then I took a sip of hers, she took a sip of mine, someone else took a sip of hers, someone else took a sip of mine, and then all of a sudden we're staring at two glasses which looked vaguely familiar. We said, holy crap, which is which? And I was so psyched on the GSB beer, I was kind of frustrated to think that I possibly mixed up the beer. So I picked up both, and within 1 second, I knew which one was the GSB one, because honestly, I think it tasted a lot better than Captain Lawrence's. But what was really cool is Sean and Greg from Great South Bay Brewery were at the Good Life that night, so we walked over to Sean and we said, hey, Sean, you know, I just want to make sure this is the GSB Conscious Sedation. Can you verify that for me?
We need you to troubleshoot this.
Yeah, we need to troubleshoot this. So like, you know, a good brewery sales rep and marketing guy, you know, he picked up his beer to the light, and he goes, yeah, this one's totally mine. And I said, great, thinking he's just going to hand it back to me so I could drink. But no, you know, Sean puts his lips all over and starts drinking my beer. I'll be honest, he didn't drink that much of it. But I said, all right, cool, man. But at least I knew the better beer, you know, was the Great South Bay beer.
He wanted to truly confirm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a good guy. That's a good sales guy. But it was definitely, I think, by far, you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed GSB's beers. But I think that was the beer that really excited me the most. You know, it was really, really good. So I woke up that next morning, you know, put on my clothes, got ready for work, and I stopped and I said, that was a really good beer. I gotta find that beer again. I gotta have that beer again. And then I said to myself,
self?
Said to myself? Oh, I said to myself, oh, we should cue the music right now. Ready? Go. I said, self, last night you had a beer. You had a beer which was really good. Subsequently, which is one of Mike's favorite words, Sean told me that Rick, the owner and brewmaster of Great South Bay, likes your theme song. So I said, you know what? Okay, Rick likes our theme song. I like Rick's beer. Rick likes my song. We like his beer. Let's write Rick a song about how damn good that beer was last night. So I got to work. I wrote the song. And do you mind if I play the song?
Not at all. All
right. So here's your song, guys. It's for all the dudes at Great South Bay Brewery.
Thank you for tuning in to Beer Amigos Radio. This is Mike on the mic, introducing from the Beer Amigos, Travis, performing Old Great South Bay.
Oh, Great South Bay, you really make my day. Your tasty, tasty beers, they give me such cheer. So now I sing to you a song about your brews. Oh, Great South Bay, you really make my day. I want your snaggle-tooth stout inside of my mouth. For a pint of your massive IPA, even $500 I would pay. Your Robert Moses Pale Ale, it alone would set my boat a sail. I want your blonde ambition while my wife is in the kitchen cooking. 'Cause we all know a woman's place is in the kitchen, right? I'm kidding. I'm kidding! Oh, Great South Bay, you really make my day. Your tasty, tasty beers, they give me such cheer. So now I sing to you a song about your brews. Oh, Great South Bay, you really make my day. Oh, Great South Bay, you really make my day. Your tasty, tasty beers, they give me such cheer. So now I sing to you a song about your brews. Oh, Great South Bay, you really make my day.
Yay!
Oh, Great South Bay, really make my day.
This is Phil Ebel from Great South Bay Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Amigos.
Hey, you guys, we are back.
Back.
We're back. Back in the New York groove.
Nice.
So, it was about like 2 or 3 weeks ago, Mike and I both got invites to an upcoming event called Hops for Hope. And it just stated that it was a collaborative venture created by Todd Long of the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts and Bobby Gilinello. Is that how you pronounce it?
Gilinello.
Of the Cortland Craft Beer Bar and Eatery. Mike and I were very curious about what specifically this was, so Mike and I actually ventured down to the Cortland, which is a great bar, craft beer bar in Bayshore, to find out from Bobby specifically what this event called Hops for Hopes is, and this is what Bobby had to say.
This is Mike from the Beer Amigos, and we're here at the Cortland speaking with Bobby regarding the Hops for Hope that he's starting to establish. Bobby, would you be kind enough to tell me about Hops for Hope?
Oh, it's funny that you ask about Hops for Hope. So what it is during Long Island Craft Beer Week, me and world-famous, legendary homebrewer Todd Long did an event called Super Neat Peanut Butter Jelly Time. And we just gave everything away for free. All that we asked in exchange was for a donation. And then we put 100% of the proceeds of the donations, we gave it to the Little Shelter Animal Shelter.
And how much again did you make at that event?
$937,
nice.
To be exact.
Woo!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But it was such a huge success, and we had such a great time doing it. Todd enjoyed making the beer. Everyone that was there was super into it. So we were like, hey, why don't we make this a regular thing that we could do all the time? Because, I don't know, it's really cool, and we felt really good about it, and it kind of validated our drinking, I guess you could say.
Validated?
I don't know. Whatever. Validated.
Validated is not a word. It's validated.
Validated our consumption of beer and alcohol.
Nice. So the purpose of the event is exactly to what?
Well, what we're hoping is that the whole entire thing behind it is to support local nonprofit organizations and charities. The first one that we're doing is going to be an event. But our goal with this, hopefully immediately, is that at this first Hops for Hope event that we're doing July 14th is a success, I'm going to go the next day and I'm going to apply for a nonprofit status. And I would love to turn Hops for Hope into a foundation and make it the mutual fund of charities, of nonprofits. Because as much as we love, you know, giving money towards a little shelter and all these different nonprofits, I would love to really help out those nonprofits and organizations, but also to raise monies to really push the craft beer movement and the home brewing and the brewing aspect of it.
Yeah, I think that's essential because, I mean, that community is reflective even in the craft industry scene on Long Island, where, like, you have, like, I mean, you yourself are a small craft beer owner of a pub, and you always stock local craft beer. That's your thing. So, I mean, you are very close with the guys that are behind the operation and the scenes. So it's very, like, you know, everyone's willing to do their part and subsequently for a great cause.
Yeah, hell yeah. Everyone's been super excited about it. I mean, all the for the first Hops for Hope event, the one on July 14th, we've chosen the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to donate all the money that we raise for it. I have a pretty close association with them. I'm on the board of directors of the Young Professional Leadership Committee of Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and I've just been waiting for the opportunity to do something for them here in Long Island, and this event just happens to be the first time that we could raise money for them. And the way we're going to raise the money is for this first event, Barrier Brewing Company is going to be donating some brew. We're going to be giving away free Barrier Brewing Company beer. Todd Long, the legend himself, brewed a dirty strawberry blonde beer that we're going to be a cast that we're going to be giving away for free. And we've gotten food donated to us from Bayshore's Milk and Sugar, who's a huge supporter of the craft beer scene, and Romney Family Farms Baked Goods are both going to be hooking us up with some food to give away at the event. We're also going to have some giveaways. And all that we're asking is for a $20 donation at the front door, which, of course, if you don't want to donate, you don't have to. You can still come into the event. But we're strongly urging for a nice $20 donation at the door.
At the very least, I mean, you're going to be here drinking beer provided by Barrier as well as Todd Long's. So $20, I mean, it's the least you could do.
It's a drop in the bucket. For the where the money's going towards and for the quality of beer they're going to be having, the food that you're going to be having, it's a good event. We got cool music going on. It's a win-win situation.
So the Beer Amigos are friends with Hops for Hope on Facebook, and we noticed that both you and Todd were looking for anyone that was interested in helping. What exactly would you want those people to be doing?
Well, like I said, we really want to turn this into a nonprofit after this first event. So it would just be volunteers. Anybody that, for the events, that would want to volunteer to work the events. You could be a guest bartender.
Great. So in closing, the first event again is on Thursday, July 14th at the Cortland from 7 to 9 with a $20 recommended donation. You could also friend Hops for Hope on Facebook, and we look forward to a great response because this is a great cause. Thanks again. Thanks, Bobby.
Yo, thank you.
So again, Travis and I would like to thank Bobby from the Cortland for doing that interview with us regarding Hops for Hope. And again, that event's this Thursday, July 14th. Trav is going to tell you about some additional events coming up.
Yes, there's plenty. On July 14th, there is Ladies' Night at the Babylon Carriage House, which is being hosted by Girls Pint Out. which should be great for all you lady craft beer lovers. So what it is actually it's $5 pints of GSB Massive IPA, Snaggletooth Stout, Robert Moses Pale Ale, and Blonde Ambition. And there's also going to be $5 appetizers on the menu. And then we also have on July 19th a Great South Bay Beer and Food Pairing Dinner at Public House 49 on East Main Street in Patchogue. That's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m., and that will be $45 per person. Also, I want to mention, if you're following Paul and Blind Bat Brewery on Facebook, you've noticed that he's been mentioning that most Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., he's at the Northport Farmers Market. He's usually there selling bottles of his delicious brews. So if you're in the area or you want to pick up some of Blind Bat's beers, which you can't always find too easily, which makes the hunt even more exciting, you should head down to the Northport Farmers Market and look for Paul and Blind Bat Brewery. Again, most Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then, you know, we're kind of skipping ahead a few weeks here. There's the huge, gigantic North Fork Craft Beer BBQ and Wine Festival, which is on August 13th at Martha Clara Vineyard in Jamesport, New York. The VIP tickets, which are actually sold out, which were $80 per person, were tickets for the 1 to 6 p.m. time frame. The general admission, which tickets are still available for, are the 2 to 6 p.m. admission, and that's $50 to $5 per person. And then the designated driver, which is extremely, extremely important, is $15. And attendees, obviously not the designated drivers, receive 6-ounce souvenir tasting glasses, and each pour that you get is a 2-ounce pour. If you're looking for more information on that, you can visit NorthForkCraftBeerFestival.com. And also keep in mind that all tickets include a choice of BBQ sandwich and one side from Maple Tree BBQ.
For additional events that Travis and I didn't mention, you can visit libeerevents.com.
You could.
For a more extensive catalog of what's going on.
And there's some great events listed on there. And what's actually really cool is if you scroll down halfway and look to your right, what do you see?
I see your beautiful face.
I see the Beer Amigos.
The Beer Amigos.
The Beer Amigos. That's us. So yes, yeah, please keep in mind, always check www.libeerevents.com for the most up-to-date craft beer events on Long Island. And I think we're going to take a break, but first, we got John from Greenport Harbor Brewery who wants to tell you all about an upcoming awesome event.
Hey, this is John from Greenport Harbor Brewery. We're having our second anniversary party on the 24th of July, a Sunday, from 11 to 4 in the afternoon. We're going to have music, some really cool-looking cars, and obviously plenty of great beer. So come on down.
All right, we're back from that break. But unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up episode 2.
Oh, are we done dropping this deuce on the mic?
It's dropped. So,
for the time being, at least.
For the time being, it is done with. We want to thank everyone that checked out episode 1. We appreciate each and every one of those downloads and subsequently every friend request we've had. Additionally, we want that number to increase.
Yes.
Spread the word of the Beer Amigos.
Please.
Travis and I are extremely grateful. We enjoy this. We love it. And we look forward to the Beer Amigos really taking off, essentially.
Yeah, hopefully. So thank you also for checking out this episode as well. And Mike, there's a few ways people can get in touch with us if they want to get in touch with us.
Absolutely. You can give us feedback, comments, suggestions, photos, anything.
Photos. I like the photos.
We really appreciate any kind of contact.
Yeah. So you guys can email us at thebeeramigos@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
You can friend us on Facebook.
Just type in The Beer Amigos, or go to www.thebeeramigos.com.
Because we believe in convenience.
We believe in convenience, baby. So I guess that's really it. Thank you guys so very much, all 339 of you who downloaded and streamed episode 1, and thank you for listening to episode number 2. The deuce is done being dropped.
We look forward to bringing you episode 3 in the near future.
Trace.
Number 3! And hopefully we'll be seeing you soon at events, and subsequently enjoying a beverage together.
Mike loves that word, subsequently. So adios, amigos!
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves